Yeah, from Andrew Kelleher. Not from Andrew Kelleher, just Andrew Kelleher. He's from Shuren Partners.
Morning,
I could have that sleep thing that I was talking about a moment ago. This could be just one of these weird things that I'm ordering stuff while talking to you. Anyway, how are you?
I'm very well.
Now, housing market, let me see if I've got this right. I'm seeing some sales, but the price isn't moving. Is that about it?
That's about it. It's February, actually, isn't it? So I thought we'd better... It's the year is ripping past. So I thought we'd better touch on the housing market. This started out yesterday from the website realestate.co.nz, so it gives us an insight into the housing market. But at the same time, Mike, we've got some numbers from Cotality across the Tasman, looking at the housing market over there, and there continue to be pretty stark differences. So, look, allowing for the fact that realestate.co.nz is only one set of data, it is pretty comprehensive. I think it's a reasonable insight into it. The national average asking price down 1.5%. So people's expectations are certainly not getting carried away. It does look like sales were healthy, though, leading into the close of last year. They sold over 6,000 houses in December. But we talked about this last year, Mike, and the issue is still relevant. Inventory is how much there actually is for sale. At the end of January, there were just 33,419 properties for sale there. That's over 21% more than January last year. So you get a bit of activity, sellers come out the woodwork. Look, I think this year gets pretty interesting, Mike. I mean, you've got the central bank may have to lean against inflation at some stage. Lots of debate as to when that will occur. You've also got an election looming at the end of the year. You see what policies may affect the housing market. The economy is starting to look more buoyant, though, so lots of different forces on the market. But across the Tasman, Mike, Cotality Home Value Index is up to 9.2% year on year.
So, Brisbane.
Look, you know me, I like to round things up, Mike. We'll call that close to 10%. But within that number, check these numbers out. We talked about this last year. A few markets over there are hot. Adelaide is up 10%, Brisbane up 15.7%, and Perth absolutely on fire, 18.5%. I mean, Sydney and Melbourne are veritable laggards, but I think most Kiwi homeowners will be happy with the single-digit gains that we've seen in those two main centres. But just diving a little bit deeper into that Aussie data, there are some signs that the housing market momentum may be slowing, and you can possibly feel the hand of monetary policy behind that. They've got a change interest rate outlook over there. That's maybe weighing on the usual summer market. February and March, they're the key months over there, so we probably want to wait and see the first full quarter numbers. But of course, you've got the RBA today as well, Mike, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. 70% chance of a hike there and being priced in on the market at the moment.
Okay, I like Kathmandu because they've had an interesting story, but they're off and running.
Well, they do. There are signs of life. So it's an NZX-listed company. It's actually dual-listed, so listed on the ASX as well. They released numbers for the first 5 months of the trading year. I mean, late last year, we talked a lot about the flickers in the New Zealand economy, and the general consensus is that these flickers are definitely caught on. They are growing. The run of economic data so far this year suggests that economic recovery that we were looking for in 2025 may be peaking out from behind the clouds in 2026. So Kathmandu reported stronger sales, admittedly, though, with only a passing direct reference to improvements in New Zealand. I mean, they have global exposure. They've got different brand names, Rip Curl, Oboz. Group sales for the first 5 months are up 7.9%. Within the brands, the Kathmandu brand itself does look particularly healthy. Within the announcement yesterday, they do report sales up 12.7% on a same-store basis, and they reference sales momentum in both New Zealand and Australia.
Good.
We'll take that. Strong direct-to-consumer sales, so that's the shops over Black Friday and Christmas. That's encouraging for retails. They're still under a bit of margin pressure, though, Mike. They're working their way through what they call aged inventory. They've had to spend a lot more on promotional activity, so actually the market didn't really embrace the announcement yesterday. Share price fell just under 4%. But if you dig down through it, it does look there's a little bit more going on, which is good.
Good, good, good. Got a motor. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the Dow Jones is up almost 500 points, 49,388. It's up 1%. The S&P 500 is up 0.2%, 6,985. And the Nasdaq is up 0.78%, 23,645. The FTSE 100 overnight gained over 1%, 10,337. The Nikkei fell 667 points. That's 1.25%. 52,655. Shanghai Composite down almost 2.5%, weak, 4015. The Aussies yesterday, the gold price weighing on the Aussie market, they were down over 1%, 8778, the close there. And the NZX 50, small, down 10 points, 13,412. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6007. 0.8631 against the Aussie, 0.5088 euro, 0.4399 against the pound, 93.42 Japanese yen. The weakness in gold has continued, 4,679.
And? Bitcoin. And, oh, sorry, you're doing Bitcoin now, are you?
I'm going to do Bitcoin just because it's relevant at the moment. Yeah. It continued to fall overnight, but it has bounced just over 79,000. But Brent crude,
yeah,
you'll enjoy
Come
this.
Come on, here we go.
$66. It's come back from that horrible $69 mark that we saw it at. So we don't like that oil going up.
No, we do not. Andrew Callaghan, good to see you. Shaw and Partners.